people turned their business profits into a lasting legacy that not only could take care of themselves, but also support their kids, their grandkids, and their grandkids' kids while doing what they love fires us up.
We only get one life, let's make it count. We recognize that with limited wealth, access to opportunities can be restricted. So we roll up our sleeves, launched a 100-year legacy movement.
This isn't about creating trust fund babies. It's about providing financial security through income-producing assets, sharing wisdoms, and instilling a mindset to empower them to navigate life's challenges and live the life they love.
Join our movement and get access to the free weekly newsletter so you can start, launch, and secure your very own 100-year legacy.
All you have to do is go to 100yearlegacy.com. Again, it's 100yearlegacy.com.
Breaking news for real estate investors. Donald Trump is back in the Oval Office for a second term, and the industry is on high alert. What does this mean for the future of real estate?
Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters.
We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve. With major policy shifts on the horizon, from tax breaks and interest rates to the potential shakeup of Fannie and Freddie, the stakes couldn't be higher. Today, we're going to cut through the noise with an apolitical, hard-hitting look at how Trump's policies could drive the market in the years to come. Buckle up, this term could be a game changer for real estate investors across the country. Let's first dive into the tax policies. So bonus depreciation. Trump, a real estate investor himself, has expressed support for policies benefiting real estate investors. With the Republicans controlling the Senate and potentially the House of Representatives pending vote count, there is optimism that 100% bonus depreciation could be reinstated, allowing investors to fully deduct the cost of qualifying assets immediately. This could incentivize new investments in real estate assets. What about 1031 exchanges? Trump's administration is expected to support maintaining the 1031 exchange without imposing limitations like those that were proposed in previous Democratic administrations. Additionally, Trump has indicated interest in lowering long-term capital gains taxes, which aligns with the broader GOP goals and would offer tax relief for investors focusing on long-term assets and growth and reinvestments. As far as the state and local tax, also known as SALT deduction cap, there's a potential for the administration to revisit or eliminate the $10,000 SALT deduction cap. Adjusting this cap could alleviate tax burdens for high-income investors in states with high local taxes, indirectly supporting disposable income and interest in real estate investments. So now let's take a look at interest rates and the Fed's influence. Trump has voiced his desire for greater influence over the Federal Reserve, suggesting he believes that the presidency should have a say in Fed decisions. This could shift away from the rapid rate hikes that we've seen, like the 11 that we've seen in the past couple years, potentially creating a more predictable lending environment. However, some market analysts caution reducing Fed's independence could undermine confidence in the stability of U.S. capital markets, affecting both investors' trust and long-term financial planning. As for Fannie and Freddie, there's some talks about it being privatized. Trump insiders have been in discussions to privatize Fannie and Freddie, which currently guarantees about 40% of the $2.2 trillion multifamily mortgage markets, not counting the real estate markets in like single family, etc. Privatization could also attract a larger global investment pool, like sovereign wealth funds, and introducing new capital to the market. Plans have included having the Treasury market back some agency loans through a standby guarantee similar to the FDIC protections. This could lead to substantial changes to the mortgage landscape and liquidity in multifamily investing. So there you have it. Trump's second term brings both excitement and uncertainty for real estate investors. With potential shifts in tax laws, interest rates, and regulatory changes, there's no question the landscape is going to be evolving. Whether these policies open new doors or bring in fresh challenges, staying informed and adapting will be key. For investors willing to navigate this complex environment, this could be a time of unique opportunities. Here's to making the most of what lies ahead in this new chapter.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.